Eliza with your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, a key player behind Sunshine Coast budget airline Bonza has been charged with fraud by the FBI. Joshua Wander, co-founder of private equity firm 777, allegedly defrauded investors and lenders of $500 million. Bonza, an airline which offered cheap flights between regional destinations, collapsed last year when 777s hit financial trouble. Bonza became collateral damage after 777's creditors seized Bonza's planes, permanently grounding the airline. When Bonza collapsed, hundreds of employees went unpaid, while thousands of passengers lost money from booked flights. Former Bonza chief executive Tim Jordan declined to comment and is not accused of any wrongdoings. Rubber vine, one of Australia's worst weeds, has been found in the Lockyer Valley for the first time in 54 years. Rubber vine, a weed native to Madagascar, kills native flora and fauna, damages pastoral lands, chokes waterways, and poisons livestock. Lockyer Valley Regional Council Pest Management Portfolio Councillor Cheryl Steinhard confirmed that eradication plans were already underway. Council is already concerned when they find something that shouldn't be there, so they have contacted Biosecurity Queensland immediately and they are working with them, she said. The goal is to eradicate. We don't want to go anywhere else.
In national news, voters' turnout in Western Australia 2025 local government election has dipped, raising concerns about public interest and involvement. As of Monday, around 516,000 people had voted in the statewide council election, representing just 29.7% of eligible voters. The decline in numbers can be attributed to voter fatigue, with Western Australia going to the polls from the third time this year. The Minister for the Local Government, Hannah Beasley, has warned that mandatory voting could be enforced in local council elections if voter turnout does not improve. Years after a voyage in 2022, the CSIRO has confirmed the discovery of two new species in the Gascoyne Marine Park on the coast of Perth in Western Australia. The species, a 40-centimetre bioluminescent lantern shark and two porcelain crabs, have been found 120 metres from the ocean surface. While the voyage was in 2022, it can be a lengthy process to confirm the discovery of a new species, where researchers must ensure that the species have not been found anywhere else in the world by global liaison and cross-checking databases. Dr. Will White, CSIRO, Australian National Fish Collection Ichthyologist, has noted that many more species could be confirmed from the voyage. I think all up, including things like crabs and the mollusks, there's close to 600 new species potentially from that one survey, Dr. White said.
In international news, Amazon's cloud unit, AWS, has experienced an outage that disrupted hundreds of global platforms, including Robinhood, Snapchat, and Perplexity. Technicians say they identified the root of the cause of the issue and have put mitigations in place, with outages only lasting about an hour and a half. AWS provides on-demand computing power, data storage, and other digital services to companies, governments, and individuals. Disruptions to the cloud unit can cause outages across platforms that rely on its infrastructure. Other platforms that were impacted included Venmo, Roblox, Fortnite, Canva, the Bank of Scotland, and Vodafone, to name a few. For your weather today, the clouds are clearing in Brisbane, with sunny conditions expected for the rest of the day. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thanks for reporting on that. I thought something was going on funny with my kids yesterday. They were communicative and wanting to hang out with me and stuff like that. Now I find out it's because Roblox was down.
Yeah, that'll be why.
All right, thanks for reporting on that. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you then. And we're going to go to some more tracks from a Z50 artist here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ in its 50th year.
Hey, just a warning that this next song has some coarse language in it. Tune out now if you don't want to hear it.
kid, when really days are being wasted in the same way my talents are. Smoking blunts 10 months off the calendar. The fallacies that battle around all I crack them up to be. I'm not exactly living in the lap of luxury. The butter fingers companies run with petty cash. I got more time to kill than the aphids on your veggie patch. The local Eddie Nash without the ready stash. I'm getting fat enough the crap, I need a medivac. How pathetic's that I'm lounging round till the point where I've gained about 1,000 pounds. I wear a gown to town against reasonable advice. You should see me squeezing to a seat aboard a flight. I even need the jaws of life to access my dick so I can wash myself with a rag on a stick. Shower when his visiting hours well and truly finished, and he just missed his conjugal visit for 5 minutes. I admit I'm not an avid reader, it gives me cabin fever, foaming at the lips like your mother's rabid beaver. If I don't have to see a man about a dog, I'm just
chilly
like a picnic and hanging rock. I'm not locked in a cage when my days are bound to be wasted away while I'm blazing pounds. Cause I raise them down to a hazy cloud to be amazed by the ways I can laze around in the same place. Through the rains and drought, looking for a way to escape the house. While I face the crowds, just to traipse about, when I can stay here in the lounge and embrace the cow. So basically it lazily meandered through a few years, making use of that standard excuse that if the world is moist, around the point is to be hell rich. Blame my salary on algae to shellfish, and well wishes think my days are action packed, and I need a Humvee to carry bags of cash. But the fact is that, cause apathy's fat. Get up, get out, and get something happening.
Hey guys, this track has some bad language. Don't say we didn't warn ya.